walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true.
Now, for anybody that's been listening to this interview, and you're looking for a new flooring, and you're looking for a long-term solution, you should be pretty curious to check this out. What do people look for? Because you've got WPCs, you've got PSPCs, you've got MLFs, you've got, like you said, an infinite amount of acronyms, and I can imagine not all manufacturers are created equal. What would be some good resources to make sure we're going to get a quality product?
I would look for a brand name that has a national reputation. There's a lot of companies that have kind of been a flash in the pan that are new on the market and maybe gone in a year or two. We like the traditional longer-term companies who will make a product and stand behind it if there's ever a defect or a problem area. And generally, the thinner products, the joint, the snap-together joint does not have as much strength, of course, because proportionally it's a thinner snap-together process. So a thicker floor, of course, is more desirable, a little more expensive generally, but the joints will absolutely be critical. If you have any kind of, say you wanted to move a piano across it or something heavy, you want to make certain the joints are real good and secure. So we have about six brands that we really like to use a lot because we've gone through the fire. We know the ones that have stood behind us when there's a concern or a problem. And sometimes it's not even a factory defect. It's just a homeowner, you know, may have damaged something. And it's not uncommon for our suppliers to say, here's a box of free material. Go make your customer happy.
And I don't know my flooring manufacturers very well, and I'm looking through this floor covering weekly that you brought in that from March of this year spent basically the entire article on these multi-layer type floorings. What are some manufacturer names that you said you have six you like?
Mm-hmm. Cortec is the most premier brand name because it is owned by Shaw Industries. They inventory. I had a job the other day that was right over 5,000 feet. I called to check availability, and they had 60,000 feet of one color in L.A. So it was a one-day delivery and turned right around. So Cortec is a good brand name made by Shaw. We also do a lot with Gemcor. We do a lot with Eternity and Paradigm. There are a couple of other brands that we use as well. But Engineered Floors is getting more into the hard surface industry. They've bought a plant in Alabama, I believe, and are getting real serious. One company put $100 million into retrofitting a different plant that had been carpet only in Georgia, and they did strictly this waterproof type core product, and it will be an ongoing industry. This industry is growing leaps and bounds.
And as the carpet market is shrinking, you said a lot of the carpet guys are now trying to get into this as well.
Certainly.
Have an additional product line to compete with.
Mm-hmm. I have several installers who have 20 years plus experience working just for us that are gradually transitioning and learning how to install hard surface flooring because that's really the future of a lot of houses. You go to a model home today, for example, you won't see carpet except in bedrooms and maybe an occasional area rug, but hard surface is dominant through the main living areas.
And there's a lot of reasons for it. The benefits, we haven't even rifled through all of them yet, other than water resistant and more long term. But there's a lot more benefits there we haven't even shot through.
Certainly. Yeah, it's getting closer to the perfect floor.
What about the resources to make this material? You know, you've carpet fabrics, you've got the wood planks, and a lot of those manufacturers, you know, do a lot of their own tree plantings to supply for their plank. And what you said urethane.
It's all synthetic. Every bit of it is synthetic. And that's the beauty of it is that when we started getting away from laminate floors that had particle board in them, we stopped having water issues. We stopped having expansion issues, things like that. So these floors, whether it's a baby bottle that spills or a water bottle or anything like that, these are designed to take a lot of wear and tear. If somebody brings in an amateur to mop their floor, a house cleaner that's just gotten started, they really would work extra hard just to try to damage this floor. It would be very hard to do. But it's a synthetic core, and so it'll all be a process that is not damaged by water or generally for heat, for that matter, in Arizona or cold if you're going to Flagstaff or Sholo, where you're worried about cold and freeze-thaw issues as well.
Well, very cool. Well, we appreciate you taking time this Saturday morning to help educate the listening audience. Which acronym should I be using if I'm asking for this?
WPC is still the premier recognizable name, okay. Meaning waterproof cores, which that kind of is a overarching name. There's an industry starting a association called Multi-Layer Flooring, or MLF. That will be another process because this industry is changing at light speed. The hard surface flooring is every month we're seeing new processes, and every company has their own proprietary processes, but generally a WPC nickname would probably be the easiest to refer to.
Waterproof core.
There you go.
I like the sound of that. And you said price-wise, just to recap, it's pretty comparative to tile.
Yes,
if
it
you're
is.
Looking to hire it from a professional.
Correct.
The material costs more, so if you're looking to do it yourself, a tile might be a cheaper project, but the labor and install is cheaper, so from a professional, it kind of equals out
It about washes out if we're installing it. But homeowners can install, say, a small room on a weekend without any problem at all. Shiny side up.
Shiny side up. I was going to say, without any problem at all. Don't say that, because that's going to get somebody started on a project. I'm like, this was not supposed to create any problems, and it may not have anything to do with the floor, but...
That was what I learned in 1984, was shiny side up and get it close to the wall.
And then they start figuring out that not all walls are square. They may look square, but when you start on one side and you get to the other, you're like, well, no, how, what? Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's not yet been a perfect house built, so walls are rarely straight. We find that we go into a job site at framing stage, and the walls follow the chalk lines. Chalk lines are straight. You come back 6 weeks later or 2 months later, and the lumber has dried more, even though it was kiln dried, and it warps and bends, and then your walls start moving again. So It's a real challenge.
Well, Von Payne, again, been a Rosie on the House partner for 18 years. We appreciate you spending Saturday morning to help educate Arizona homeowners on the latest and greatest in flooring. And I'm thinking in the next 5 years, unless they come out with something better than this, I'm sold. It's the hard part's just going to be picking our color design, because you've got great options. And the project you showed from your home, you actually used not one style, but you integrated multiple different colors.
Two colors of the same product. And these products are all synthetic, so they can be mixed. Where most engineered woods, they don't want you to mix two colors together. But my wife has a real great decorating taste, and it turned out really well. I'm really happy with it.
That was a sharp look.
Yeah, thank you. Minus the dead dog laying on the floor. He didn't move for anybody, photos or otherwise.
He's good at playing dead.
There you go, yeah.
Now, we hardly give phone numbers anymore because people don't remember them like they used to. But eastvalleyfloors.com, you can find Vaughn's information on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, under flooring. But y'all also have a showroom. Somebody can come in.
We do.
Touch, feel, play, look.
Downtown Chandler, open by appointment, and we're happy to meet with people Monday through Friday and occasionally on Saturday, depending on what the workload is.
What the workload is, yeah. The workload from customers or the workload at home, either way.
There you go. That's it.
Well, thanks again, Vaughn, and for all the Rosie on the House listeners you've helped take care of and service over the years. At rosieonthehouse.com, under the flooring section, you'll find a couple of other flooring partners, both of which who have showrooms. Aztec Marble and Granite, you kind of heard a little bit from Casey. I think it was 2 weeks ago, talking about the quartz countertop, and I got done and said, man, were you all right? And he said, no, somebody kept calling me the whole time, and I couldn't hear you. I couldn't keep my train of thought. And he's like, my phone had been quiet all morning, and I got on the interview. But he was basically trying to say most quartz is fairly comparable from one manufacturer to the next. What you really want to look for is the installer. And he's an installer, so he might be just a wee bit biased. But if there is a problem or warranty, it's the installer that comes back out and is working on it, not the manufacturer or the product provider, which is true. So there's a lot to be said in that. How well is a local installer going to come back and do that work? And then, you know, then it's his responsibility to work the manufacturer to get reimbursed if it is, in fact, a manufacturer's defect. But they've got a great showroom down by the ballpark, off the beaten path on 8th Street, just one street over from 7th Street, just south of the ballpark. You would never know it was there. But you can make an appointment and go in and see the different rooms. They've turned their entire office into a beautiful showroom. And then if you're looking for tile, Mexican tile and stone, we had on the broadcast. And in fact, we even had them on January 26th talking about how to do tile as a do-it-yourself project. So you can go back to that podcast and listen to it. And you can also visit their showrooms. They've got one in Phoenix on Greenway, about 20th Street, north side of the road. Then they've got one in Tucson, right off the freeway, west side of the road. You'd use the Prince exit, and then you come south on the frontage road. And both of those showrooms, like you said, tile is jewelry for the home. And if it's done right, it can last a long time and be a great accent to the home. This wraps up our hard surface month for this entire month of April. If you look back through our blog and our radio archives, we've talked about doing floor-friendly budgeting. That's when you really just need something done and you don't have a big budget to work with. Ideally, we like to do stuff that's much more long-term, high-quality product, long-lasting, but that's not always the reality. And sometimes you just have to live with it. Like, our floor isn't bad right now. It could be better, but I'm not going to replace it, like I said, until my youngest kid's 10, and that's 5 years away. It's just we're not showcasing or entertaining, President Trump. The floor is fine for what it is. And when the kids grow up, we'll let the floor grow up a little bit. The second week, we talked about backsplashes. Last week, we were live out at Sanderson Ford, so we got a little deterred, but we did get a good comparison of quartz versus granite along with other countertops that are suitable for a long-term for the home. And Butcher Block actually took the top of a lot of our team members' lists. It's been, you wouldn't think, a wood product, but it's, in most cases, it's not something that has to carry any load, maybe the kitchen sink if it's on an island, and well-designed and in a temperature-controlled environment, it does great. A lot of people think, I don't like wood. That's not true. I'm critical of wood as the structural support for the home. When people are building 2x4 homes and putting tile roofs that weigh hundreds of pounds on top of it. But interior wood that's quality controlled, where it's a decorative application, cabinets are structural to a small extent, but, doors and trim and mold and carpentry work, that's all stuff that I do enjoy. It's wood in the right place, as long as it's not our structural integrity of our home, I have a lot of applications for wood. We got one final segment here at Rosie on the House in our On the House Hour here at Rosie on the House.